Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got fishy business. K. Fishbane.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
I also always use the Arrested Development line. There's always money in the banana stand.
How much clearer can I say? There's always money in the banana stand.
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We go to our Circa Sports Hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we find the senior Bears writer for The Athletic, Kevin Fishbane. We always love talking to him on Fridays. He also hosts Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast. And he's on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Always nice to see Kevin Fishbane. I would like you to react to this quote that I just saw on the social medias. You reposted it, and I know that there's a little bit of humor with this. An hour ago from Cincinnati, Joe Flacco joins us. Quote, I've never really talked about injuries before, so I don't know what to say, but I feel good. Not saying anything specifically about playing, said about seeing, quote, how it reacts, end quote. That sounds like a very pleasant thing to say for somebody who probably isn't as injured as people might have thought, Kevin.
I was going to say, Joe Flacco should be fortunate he never had to sit at a Hallis Hall interview room if he's never been asked about an injury before, had to talk about injuries. Or maybe he has been asked about it and just doesn't talk about it. I mean, the guy has been pretty durable throughout his career. But yeah, it definitely seemed like at the beginning of the week he didn't practice anything on Wednesday. And this does not appear to be like last week. I'm not expecting any chicanery from Cincinnati, but certainly the fact that Flacco talked today is probably a good sign for him. And the guy's been he's played with a lot of injuries throughout his career. So I expect him to be out there Sunday. Anything can happen. But yeah, I thought, you know, I always take note if someone talks, there's usually a good chance that they're going to play.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that because that's been the track record most of the times. Players who aren't talking, they ain't playing. There's a reason for that. I want to ask you, Kevin, because we've been banting about here about Jamar Chase, that is, for all week, really, because he's been so unstoppable when Joe Flacco's been the quarterback in relief. What do you think is an acceptable way to apprehend him, if you will, like limit him to what exactly? Because he's going to get something. I'm pretty confident of that.
Yeah, it's a great question, Marshall, because like, do you prefer the strategy of don't let him beat you and just put everything you can? Or do you go like, he's going to get his, there's only so much we can do about it. Let's make sure nobody else beats us. To me, like your coverage can only do so much against the guy. I mean, I don't know if they're going to have Tyrique Stevenson shadow him, assuming Tyrique is back out there, which I'm expecting. I don't know if this is a lot of bracket stuff with Brisker and Byard, but I think the best way to limit Jamar Chase I'm going to sound like a coach here, guys. Stop the run, rush the passer. Like, put the Bengals in these third and long situations where we've seen Dennis Allen's scheme thrive, and make it really, really difficult for Joe Flacco to get the ball to Ja'Marr Chase. Like, I think that's going to be the best way to stop him, or not stop him. You're not going to stop him. Just to try to contain him is for those other things to pop up. And the Bears' pass rush has not been very consistent this year. Their run defense has also not been very consistent this year. So I think if they're able to find ways to get in those long down and distances, then they can really open up the toolbox and try to make it as tough as they can for Flacco to even get the ball in his direction.
This segment with Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic, who is on with us, Raheem Harris and Grody on The Score. It's sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's meant to be with Fishy Business and all his chicanery. Great word earlier, by the
Such
way.
Such a good word.
I prefer tomfoolery, but
I prefer Tom something eltery.
Yeah.
I said creative accounting. That was a lame one compared to you guys. Sheesh.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Kevin, do you know what the difference is between chicanery and tomfoolery, or are they synonyms?
Yeah. What you said.
All right.
I actually do have a very serious question for you. It's the biggest question that still surrounds the Bears. And I know you had a question similar to it in your mailbag on The Athletic. And I think the question, paraphrasing, was something to the degree of, did the Bears, like, is Caleb Williams him? Is he the franchise quarterback? Do you still believe that he can be that? Kevin, is Star still on the table? How patient are you being right now with Caleb Williams?
Great question, Mark. And it's a question you don't want to have to entertain.
Yeah.
If my Patriots colleague, Chad Graff, had a mailbag this week, I don't think he's getting a question asking if Drake May is any closer to being a franchise quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. So now I say that acknowledging that every quarterback has his own trajectory, and I'd like to be patient. I would like to see this thing through. My colleague Mike Sando had a great piece on Monday looking at Jared Goff's first seven games with Ben Johnson comparing it to Caleb Williams. And game eight is where things kind of took off with the Goff and Johnson partnership. And Goff had a lot more experience in the league coming into that game. Caleb Williams is not Jared Goff. Caleb Williams is Caleb Williams. He's going to have his own trajectory. My whole thing is this. It's like, as I've just done for the last 30 seconds and kind of talked in circles, like, that's where you find yourself going when you evaluate Caleb Williams.
So good.
And
yes.
You don't want to have to do that. Like, yeah. You want to just be able to say, like, you don't want to have to caveat everything and couch everything and say, well, he's much better than he was last year, but he's still 20th in pass rating. Oh, he's better than the other guys that the Bears have drafted, but he's 21st in EPA. Like, you know, you can sit there and say the sack numbers are great, so much better than last year, but the red zone's been terrible and all these penalties and not getting the tight end the ball, like all these things, you can put some of that on the quarterback. So, like, you'd love to reach a point where you're not talking like that when you're talking about the quarterback. Right now, you're not there. That doesn't mean you're not going to get there. I would love to. I'm happy to stay patient and see this thing through and get a real full season of Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams to have a more definitive answer. But I think that I can understand Bears fans being frustrated that they want a definitive answer now, and they see their friends in Foxborough have that. Doesn't mean that they're right. Doesn't mean that their friends who are Commanders fans are right. Like, we've seen lots of quarterbacks go up and down. But, like, yeah, you'd like to have an answer, and certainly by the end of the season, that's the goal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics.
From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Not to get poetic here and kind of realize this epiphany while we're all together, Kevin, but it's hard because the quarterback who supposedly had the most intangibles is having trouble showing the intangibles when other quarterbacks are showing the tangibles.
Yeah, it's a good point. And like the pre-draft, I don't even want to call it hype per se, because like I think what Caleb Williams did in college is the reason there was hype. Like, it wasn't false.
No, he earned it.
And I don't love the revisionist history. Like, everybody thought he was the best player in that draft.
Yep.
And, you know, you'll hear things now, and you could talk to scouts and coaches who might have had their own individual different boards. And, I've certainly talked to people who have maybe, but it's easier for everybody to say that now. Like, in the moment, nobody was saying that. Certainly not publicly. So I don't like to play that game per se, but you're right, Layla. I think that there's just – like, we talked to Ben Johnson a little bit ago, and we were talking accuracy with him and ball location, and like, that was something that was supposed to be kind of Caleb Williams' calling card coming out of college. And I saw in training camp last year, didn't see it as consistently this year, when he's on his game, that guy is fitting the ball through windows that nobody on the planet should be able to do. It's a talent of his, but it just hasn't been consistent enough. So, I'm really just, like, I'm just trying to, you guys know me, I'm going to say two things are true. Like, he hasn't done enough right now to make you feel that great, but that doesn't mean he's not going to get there.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair. The segment with Kevin Fishbane is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. I've been meaning to ask you about this, but I didn't want to do it immediately. Were you aware of how much the outcome of you asking Ben Johnson about the pre-snap penalties a couple weeks ago resulted in announcer commentary because they had come off of the one game without pre-snap penalties, and when you pointed it out, that became like a major discussion during the game the next couple days later?
I haven't listened to the broadcast copy, Layla, so I didn't know how much that had been talked about, but I do know that the head coach had words for me when I asked him about it, and then they went out and had to get five. I mean, I just thought to myself, I was like, of all games for them to get five false starts, which was really hard to do, did it have to be the game 48 hours after I brought up the fact they didn't get any false starts?
Like, that's tough.
Five? See, this is the fishy business part of your persona.
It was brought up five, like, multiple times.
Grody, you were in the press box. The first false start that day against New Orleans, the entire press box like turns and yes. shouts at me. And then there's another and another. And like by the fifth one, my wife texts me. She said five false, like, because she knew, like, she was paying attention. So
your wife?
That's
she was,
that's
she was
tough.
Watching.
She's like, you fool.
Well, and then
you have shamed our family.
The announcers were talking about it on the air, and they were like, yeah, you know, Ben Johnson was asked about it, and he was like, don't jinx it. And it's like, oh, yeah, if Kevin Fishbane really had the power, do you think that he would have this result? No.
Yeah, that dope over there at The Athletic just had to bring it up. And you know what's funny? I don't even think that's like a jinx. I'll tell you what a jinx is 12 years ago, I interviewed Mark Trestman. That team had zero false starts through like six games. It was an incredible streak.
Oh boy.
And I talked with him about that streak. That, I would argue, is more of a jinx than bringing up, by the way, you finally had one game without it. So, listen, if they want to pin some of the pre-snap struggles on me bringing it up, I'll take it. I'll wear it.
I had your back on it, but I did think of you every single time it was brought up on national television.
All I'm hearing right now, Kevin, is this is a habit that you formed, and that's fine. I'm wondering, because we're looking at this Bears team looking to form habits. When they talk about consequences for the penalties, what comes to mind as far as, you know, getting this right if it continues this game? Let's say they have another game with a bunch of pre-snap penalties and double-digit penalties overall.
It's a good question, Marshall. It's a tricky one, right? Because, like, who's to blame? Because sometimes the penalty is not just, like, one guy messing up. Caleb Williams said this. He said, like, he's got to be better maybe with cadence or maybe getting the play out correctly and all these different things. So, like, if the tight end jumps, is how much of that is on him versus the quarterback versus maybe the way a tackle is lined up or a motion? Did somebody go in motion the wrong way or the wrong timing? And that, like, and I don't know the answers to any of those. So, like, as I mean, obviously the coaches know, so the coaches kind of are able to, you know, dole out the blame. And you guys heard Declan Doyle say that they, you know, they tried something new, and Intrepid reporter Mark Grody tried to get him to tell us exactly what they were working on penalty specific and couldn't get it. But I think the coaches have to maybe get a little creative and figure out a way to use accountability to make sure these things aren't happening as much as they are.
We're going to hear, actually, we got a little bit from Rome that we're going to play a little bit later on in terms of what they're doing in that practice. And I'll just go out by saying this. Chicanery is deception, trickery, or artful subterfuge, often through clever but misleading talk or manipulation, and tomfoolery, foolish, silly, or mischievous behavior, playfulness.
So, of course, you went to tomfoolery.
I did.
But the act was chicanery.
I think you're right. I think that we could probably all agree on that.
Yeah.
Yes. Fishy business.
I should note, I was going to say all of that word for word, Mark, when you asked me a few minutes ago. But, I wanted to give you the opportunity.
I just assumed, like, you know, if a word is you went to Northwestern. And so I just thought you would know those definitions from that fancy education you got.
Subterfuge. Yeah.
Subterfuge is a good word. I should find a way to sneak that into my game story.
Whatever it was sneaky sneakers.
Yeah, do that. Do that.
Kevin Fishbane, we always appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us this Friday.
Thanks, Kevin.
Take care, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.